Today we're here with Debbie DeWitt, Marketing Communications Manager for Physics. Hi Debbie, how are you?
I'm good, thanks Derek.
This is Digital Signage Done Right. Whether you're new to digital signage or a seasoned pro, this podcast gives you practical advice about systems, communications, and content to better engage your audience. I'm Derek DeWitt, Communications Specialist for Physics. Welcome to Digital Signage Done Right. We really see a marked difference in the different generations and the way that the different generations of the workplace today, their expectations are actually significantly different from one another.
Yeah, I mean, I think every generation thinks they're vastly different than the ones before them and the one after.
Right.
But what we're seeing is, as time goes on, and especially as technology evolves, those gaps are getting larger. The way we interact with information, the way we interact with the world and with each other.
The way we process information.
Yeah, it's really, really changing. And so, for example, a baby boomer is going to think very, very differently than like a millennial.
Right.
And you have to address different motivations, because we all know, we all talk about, well, my parents brought me up like this. They're like, well, I came up in a very team-oriented thing. So
right.
Motivations have changed as
and
well.
And we always think, oh my God, the people who came before me were so boring. And the people who come after me are so weird and lazy and stupid. Okay, well, let's talk about three?
Yeah, I mean, you might get some overlap as one generation enters and the other leaves, but I think that three is most of the time what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
In terms of a workplace anyways. I mean, if you're dealing with a hospital, and it's public facing signage, you might be addressing the full spectrum.
Sure. If you're doing to the general public, it could be anything from, 3-year-olds up.
Yeah, yeah. But for the purpose of this, we tend to concentrate on organizational communications.
Right.
So usually about three different generations.
What used to be called the veterans of the silent generation, they're all 74,
they're 75
and up. They're out.
Yeah, they're retired.
So we have baby boomers as the older generation in the workforce.
Not necessarily older. Let's just say more seasoned.
Seasoned, like
yes.
like a good steak. Pew Research just came out in January with a new classification system for the ages of the different generations. So according to them, boomers are right now in this year 55 to 73 years old.
Really? Okay.
Right? So they're probably in upper management in these kinds of
yeah.
hierarchical organizations, at least owners and this. What are they all about? I mean, what's their motivation?
Well, I think, this generation is a lot about work ethic. They're very work focused and they want to know like what's happening, but they also want to know why. They're
right.
very much about
that's
why.
What marks them as significantly different than their parents.
Yeah.
They wanted to know why things were the way they were.
Basically, they want to feel like they're in the know. They want to understand what's going on. Again, we talk about expectations. They want to know where they're heading, whether it's personally or as a business or as a school. So basically, for digital signs, like this is the one generation that like that mission statement that, some younger generations may just think is so passe. It's important to this generation. They want to know, what is our mission? What is our culture? What are our values?
Well, they were the first generation to insist that this sort of thing be made public, I think.
Yeah, thank you to them for that. They're
the
ones who said, do we have a mission other than money? And so it's great.
Yeah.
And since they've been part of that, they expect that. And you want to reinforce that on digital signs. Again, with knowing where you're heading, we're back to KPIs, we're back to goals, progress toward goals, rewards for, achievement. But really, it's mainly, they're like very into information, but don't just give me facts, give me theory, give me reasoning.
And like I said, they're very work-oriented. I've read elsewhere that the baby boomers are the ones who essentially created the concept of the workaholic.
Workaholics are not. They're work-focused. And so other things you can show on signs is like recognizing teams for hitting targets. You want to make sure to include everyone who contributed. That's the other thing.
Mm.
Don't just say, hey, good job, Charlie. Also, you need to say, good job, Janet, or whoever is involved in that. You want to hit every one of them. Productivity stats, safety stats, they let them know that management sees you. They're paying attention to what you're doing. So you're going along with this greater goal. But also, they are the upper end of the workforce. So health tips, benefits announcements, retirement plans, this is going to be stuff that's really going to appeal to this generation.
So then the next group, which is us, is Generation X, which is I've always kind of hated that name. But according to Pew, in this year, we are between 39 and 54. So, I mean, how are they different? What do they build on from the boomers?
Well, I think that, you know, they also want big picture. They want the specifics, just like the boomers and everything. But, you know, we grew up, I'm going to say we because that's us.
Yeah.
So we grew up watching, like, Sesame Street.
Oh, that's true. We were the first.
Yeah, we're the first ones who got our information through Schoolhouse Rock, you know, as well as the classroom.
Right.
We're very much a TV generation. And basically, we're kind of the first ones that, and lucky us, we also got the web. We got social. We've been exposed to all these different things. So we're the first ones that are super comfortable getting information in a lot of different formats.
Mm-hmm.
So faster things. You can have more on a screen. You can have, you know, we're all used to two content zones or windows, whatever you want to call them, and then like two tickers at the bottom, a stock ticker up at the top. Like you can put a lot of information in front of us and we'll choose what we want. Mm. We'll pay attention when we want, but we're used to having a lot of different places we can go to get whatever we want.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the tickers because I, like our parents who the whole very busy, I'm thinking of CNN and other news outlets on television, they have so much stuff on that screen now. And it didn't used to be that. It was a guy or a gal talking and that's what it was. And then over time they started putting more stuff on there. They put in the ticker. At that point, I started to think, my gosh, that's an awful lot of stuff to follow. But I got used to it.
Yeah.
You know, but that stuff was introduced during our adulthood, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, you can use a lot more. And also, it doesn't mean having a lot on screen at once, but also throw up a still message, throw up a video, throw up a live stream.
So variety.
Variety is a lot of it. We are very much the ones who, if you think about the advertising, the changes that have happened in this Gen X, we're used to the storytelling. We are used to the ad campaign that isn't a single ad. It is a campaign that runs sometimes over a year. It has a consistent character or set of characters. So we got used to being marketed to, but we wanted a little more depth to it. We wanted a little more drama or a little more story.
When our generation got into marketing and advertising, you know, higher positions in those companies, we started really coming up with the sort of off-color type of advertising. We're gonna make jokes about ourselves. We're gonna say sometimes quite bizarre, actually, things that certainly someone in their late 70s now would probably just think, how is that a way to sell widgets? With a goop. Why is there a bird selling insurance?
It doesn't make sense. That, and also I think that, you know, there have been classic motivators like fear, love, belonging, sex that advertisers use, you know, these common things. But those expanded so much more for our generation that they went, it's not just tell them this one little thing. Be creative with it. Have fun. Have something they can connect to.
And I think this ties into the next group as well who've taken it and run with it. It was during our youth, our 20s and so on, 20s and 30s, that these studies started coming out, identifying. You'd see these articles. Hey, did you know that advertisers do this? Did you know that in this picture of a whiskey bottle, there are actually female curves to attract men and so on and so forth? And so we started getting kind of cynical about being obviously marketed to. And so we kind of started to turn that game on its head.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's funny that you say that because I was going to say in relation to what you were talking about that the boomers are now in management and those guys wanted the mission statement.
Right.
Where are we going? Well, our generation, Generation X, is the one who said, so are we getting there? We're the ones who first said transparency. I want to know if we're doing what we said we're going to do.
Or are we just liars?
Yeah, it's basically, you know, we definitely want not just progress to goals, but we kind of want to hold ourselves and others accountable. We know we're the first, not the first generation, but we are a generation that very much learned from our parents who went through a lot of social upheaval. And we came in with this idea of, I think we inherited from our parents. They wanted to make, the reason they were workaholics is they wanted to make a better future for us. This generation is very much about how are we doing? We came into it with a promise of a better future. How are we doing with that?
Well, and we were told some, not that long ago, some years ago, that we were the first generation. Again, we're looking in very broad strokes here.
Oh, yeah.
The first generation as a whole that we're not necessarily going to have a higher standard of living than the previous generation.
Well, that's just a bummer, and I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, because remember, before we were called Generation X, we were called the Slackers because of that movie. We were called Slackers.
Yeah.
Our parents thought because they were so focused on work and make a better world and make a better future and make a better this and that, and we just kind of went like, I don't know, let's just hang out. And so we were called the Slacker Generation for a long, long time because we were seen as not being so focused and committed. And then it turns out we are focused and committed, but as you say, on different things. But don't lie to me. I need to see proof that you're doing what you said you're going to do.
The fact is every generation looks at the one coming in after it and thinks you're just not as hard workers as we are. So that was a label that came from a generation that were workaholics. What it is that they saw something new, which is Gen Xers very much want to balance work life and outside work life.
And family is more important. I'm not saying more important, but spending time with your family is more important to our generation than it was to much of our parents' generation.
Yeah, we need balance. We need balance. So, I mean, what does this all mean? If you're someone trying to do digital signage and you're listening to this, basically, let them know how you're doing against those goals. You've given the mission statement for the older generation. These guys want to know if we're actually doing it. They're involved. They really want to balance life and work. So you're going to want to tie into that outside, not just inside the office messaging or, you know, inside the hospital, the school. You want to talk about the community as a whole, very much about the world at large, where we are about, you know, recycling, green initiatives. There are a lot of, you know, kind of community practices that you want to hit. Quite frankly, we're also, you know, when I said this before, we're the web generation. So we're kind of the ones that make it pop.
Our parents created it and then we used it.
Right. And so we're used to basically when someone feeds us some information, there's always a website. Any advertisement, it's not just, I mean, sometimes there's the Just Do It Nike ad and that's all it says. But almost everything we see, they sell you go to the web for more, whether it's to order it or just learn more about it. So that ties into putting a call to action on your any of your messages. We're the web generation. These guys are the perfect ones to say, go to this URL. We're used to going to a web page to learn more. So if you're talking about something, give them a URL that's easy to remember and they will go for it.
So now we come to millennials. And it's funny because not that long ago, people were talking about millennials as if they were some brand new breed, new subspecies
like
of humans.
Yeah,
unicorns or something. So Pew has finally come out with the age grouping for millennials. What do you think the age range is right now? How old are millennials?
I hear people say millennials from anywhere to like 30-year-olds down to teenagers. They call them millennials.
Right. Millennials, listen carefully, folks. Millennials right now, this year, are 23 to 38 years old, which means, because, you know, they're
that's a large part of your, if it's an office, a large part of your workforce.
It's over half already.
This is very much, a lot of the teachers in your K through 12 school district are this age.
They're millennials. They're not up to 38. So basically, if you're in your mid-20s to late 30s, you're a millennial. Which means, a lot of them are going to be in upper management positions.
Certainly
teachers.
By middle management by now.
Right, exactly. So
I mean, this is your growing workforce. This is your hiring pool.
By 2025, it's estimated by 2025, millennials will make up over 75% of the workforce.
It's super important to pay attention to this generation because the thing that's, you know, as I said, everybody thinks each generation is different, but millennials are very, very different.
Yeah, they're really
than
like
us,
than
Gen X.
Connections, connections.
Yeah, they're about connections. They've grown up with, I remember using my hand to turn on a television at the television.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
When the remote control came out.
Across the room
and
turn a dial.
We were like for the invention of cable. Now they're like, what is cable? You know,
what's podcast TV?
This is the smartphone generation. They've grown up with a screen in their hands most of their life. They've grown up with the web.
Certainly with the web.
They've grown up with the web their entire life.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to like, especially in the workplace, it's super important to pay attention to these people because as we said, it's the largest growing force. But there's some stats here I'm going to throw out at you that are pretty important. based on some studies. You know, we talk about engagement at work. You know, it helps with productivity. It, you know, makes people stay the job longer. It makes them happier, which makes them more productive, which adds to your bottom line.
They have more ideas.
Yeah. They're more creative. I mean, basically, engagement's a big topic. We talk about that in some other podcasts, but if you're not engaged, you're not doing your best job and you're not going to stay there. Currently, or at least in the last couple of years, there was a survey that said only 29% of millennials are engaged at work. So that's less than a third.
That's not good.
Now, engaged. 55% said they're not engaged, like flat out not even engaged. And 16%, I am actively disengaged.
So I've tuned out. That's the slacker.
That's the, I hate my job. I've tuned out. I'm just there for the paycheck.
So let's just say half. So that means what you're saying is half, 55% say they're not engaged at all. They're not actively disengaged. They're engaged. They're just like, meh.
Yeah, right? It's kind of you're in the middle. Like, I don't feel like I'm engaged right. or disengaged.
Which means that if millennials make up 55% or 50% of the workforce today, that means one quarter of all of your workers just don't care.
The good news, the thing is, engaged millennials, they say, are 64% less likely to change jobs.
Yeah, I read that. That they don't have a problem jumping jobs. If there's no shame, there's no, of course you just change jobs. It's like, you don't like a shirt, you change that shirt.
But what I like about this stat is not the, 64% less likely to change jobs. It's the in the next 12 months. And that is key because that means you have to constantly engage. Like, it doesn't mean they're engaged right now, so they're going to commit to your company or your organization. Like, you have to constantly engage. So, millennial turnover costs the U.S. economy over $30 billion annually. Because anybody who runs a business knows it is super expensive to hire an employee. To do the recruitment, to spend the time and resources, and sometimes employ an agency. Psychological testing in some cases. I mean, you don't know what all is involved, but it takes so much time to find a good candidate, one who really fits, and that costs you a ton of money. So every person who walks out your door, well, if they're a millennial, that's costing the U.S. $30 million annually.
Billion.
I'm sorry, you're right, billion.
Yeah.
Well, again, these are very much the social media users. You know, they're all about connections. They're about common interests, and they're about constant feedback. So recognition is very, very big for these guys. Like 26% of millennials surveyed said that recognition motivates them.
Really?
So it's like...
Just recognition.
Just recognize me.
Hey, good job.
Exactly. That's all I want to hear. You can see the progression. You know, one generation says we need a mission. The next generation says we need to know how is the business doing against that mission. And millennials are saying...
How am I doing?
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some recognition? Right. So,
as well as, am I working for a company that upholds their statements, their morals?
These are all building blocks, not individual
they're
progressions.
They're and alsos, not instead of.
Exactly. So, I mean, for digital signs, I mean, obviously, you want to give feedback, you want to give kudos and recognition. I mean, you need to think about the way that millennials interact with the web and smartphones and tablets and that kind of thing. You need to think about how they interact with their friends and colleagues.
People, like, you see this with students, college students or what have you. They're sitting in a park texting one another rather than talking to one another. And our generation goes, oh, my God, what is that? But this is how they're – because the way that you interact, say, during Instagram, you can't do that in life. It's a completely different way to interact with each other. So, yeah, they have a completely different communication style.
Yeah.
And different expectations as to how that works. I also think they're very good at parsing the different communication methods, the way that they work. I interact on Twitter like this. I interact on Instagram like this. I interact with my boss like this, my friends like this.
And they expect different things from each of those channels. They don't expect you to feed them a bunch of content that's really good for YouTube on Instagram.
Right, you'd be just a lame-o.
Right, and the same thing goes for your digital signs.
Yeah.
You need to, I mean, that's true of all digital signs, whether we're talking about motivations or anything else. One message doesn't necessarily fit for every social media site, your digital signs, your newsletter, your website. Like, you have to tailor your communications to whatever portal or medium you're using. I will say, you were saying they're very good at parsing information. That's true because these guys...
And shifting context.
Yeah, exactly.
Very quickly.
So on your digital signs, I mean, your first thing is you have got to get their attention. I mean, we joke about everybody's on their phones, but the fact is, in most cases, your screens are on a wall that people are walking past, and they might be on their phones.
Yeah.
So it's got to appeal to them. The first thing is you can show a lot more things more frequently. You can just put more in your playlist.
Boom, boom, boom.
We talked about different formats. You can do even more types of formats. Mm. I highly recommend you pull in some social media feeds because they're on social media. It's a great way to interact and feel like it's community-based. And, you know, if they're checking social media on their phone, they'd love to look up and see, hey, especially if it's like a college, you know, if you've got like your football team or something, why not have that feed up there and they can also see it there. Obviously recognition, we talked about lots of kudos, you know, even just micro recognitions, you know, happy birthday or just, you know.
Well, like your shout outs you were talking about, like you have here, that's a micro recognition. It's in, it's out, it's boom, it's up. How long do they stay up? A day?
It depends on obviously what you're showing, but I mean, what you don't want is you don't want something showing up all day, every day. I mean, you want to try different things. You want to put different things, different places that where it's depends. If someone's walking by, you just want to have like four things that cycle through at 10 seconds each so that there's more chance of people seeing it. Whereas if it's a waiting room at a hospital, you can have much longer stuff, video formats, that kind of stuff.
Would you say also not just that, but like variety? You were saying variety. Like this generation really wants variety, not necessarily because I think the sort of snotty older person to say would be, yeah, because I don't have any attention span. But it's not that. It's that I think they process information so quickly and they're multitaskers.
That's the thing.
And multitaskers, contrary to what people think, oh, they're distracted in this, multitaskers are constantly taking tabs on where information is and then accessing it at the moment that they need it.
The thing that we say now is you don't have to know things, you have to know where to find things. You don't need to memorize
things. I don't know more than two phone numbers.
Right. I don't need to memorize things because, I mean, I don't need to memorize facts. I can go to Wikipedia. I mean, it's like, but you have to know how and where to find those things. And it's like we say, each medium should have different things on it. And you become an expert. Like you said, millennials are super fast thinkers. They're super fast at parsing information and they know I should find these things here, and I should get different. I have different motivations for each one of those and I get different feedback and different feelings from using each one of them.
Right. So the digital signage really can tap into all of that.
Yeah. It's back to these motivations we talked about. Those core motivations, external and internal that we talked about, those apply across the board. It's just then now you take it into the generational focus and go, now within that, I can show more stuff, different types of things. Another thing is humor, being funny. Millennials don't like being marketed to.
Yeah, they really find it objectionable.
Yeah, especially like social media where they're like, this is social, this is not marketing. They expect to be marketed to, you know, if they're watching, you know, a commercial.
They don't like spammers and they don't like trollers.
Right, right. So you really have to make it pure communications. Mm. I mean, which should be easy if you're talking to employees, you know, you're not really, I mean, I always joke and say every message is an ad. You are always advertising, but you need to don't tailor it. Don't have your advertising department just give you an ad they ran and put that up. They don't like being marketed to. They want it to be more community-based, like, hey, we should all know this. And they really love humor. They love memes. They love funny stuff. It's funny because we think everybody's always on their phones, but the fact is word of mouth is huge with this generation because word of mouth means something different now.
And social media is word of mouth.
Exactly. You can talk to someone, which they do, but they also can share and comment and that kind of thing and post. Right. Okay. Gamification, again, that we talked about, contest prizes, rewards, even just kudos. Gamify as much as you can. Millennials love it. They've grown up with it.
And it won't cost you that much. Make the rewards. Because, you know, the funny thing is they find, I think, when they do studies on gamification, what the reward is doesn't really matter that much. It's not a new car, you know.
We joke about the gold star that we got in school, but it's simply being recognized and that gold star, or, I mean, it can be bring a food truck in for lunch. It can be something simple. I mean, we do this automatically here at Vizix. If it's your birthday, you get the day off. It's not counted against PTO.
That's nice.
It's just something we do for our employees. But, you know, you could do that. Give them a day off. Does that, I mean, if you don't have to bring a temp in to cover them, you know, does that cost you a lot? Or, like I said, it can be as simple as recognition on your digital sign can be looked at as a reward. But anyways, we're going to do a whole podcast on gamification, so we'll go into that. But that is something you can do. The biggest thing is think about communications as a dialogue with millennials.
Millennials, they
want to be a part of the conversation. Don't just tell me something. Let me react to it. Let me be a part of this conversation. So you want to make it as two-way as possible, which when you're thinking of digital signs can sound odd or weird.
Interactive screens.
Yeah, interactive. Yeah, touch screens can help, certainly. But there, if you, you know, that's also an investment. I think everything is turning touchscreen because the fact is, talk about that, millennials.
Yeah, they have touchscreens.
They really expect touchscreens. I mean, and the generation coming up next is like, if it's not touchscreen, I don't know why it
is.
It
what exists. Is what is that?
How they think it's broken.
Is that a poster?
Yeah, they think it's broken.
Yeah.
But I mean, basically, you can do this again through having links in messages, but don't link out to just another thing that shouts the information at them. It needs to be a forum. It needs to be somewhere they can comment. It needs to be somewhere they can ask questions. It can be somewhere they can review it, rate it, like it, share it, comment.
Right.
So make them part of that conversation. And I, again, if it's benefits, sign up. How do you do that? It's as simple as putting it on your intranet, and that's where they can go to be a part, to start a conversation with their coworkers.
And then, of course, coming up next, we don't really have any real hard data on these upcoming generations. That there's what's being called Generation Z. And again, you might think, oh, that's little kids. It's 7 to 22.
Yeah.
Which means they are also now entering the workforce.
They're in the workforce.
They're certainly, the high end of that are in college. They're certainly all your K through 12 are all Gen Zers now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe not K. They're students, yeah. And they're beginning to enter the colleges, and they're beginning to get degrees, and they're beginning to enter the workforce as well. And they are as different from millennials as millennials are from us, from Generation Xers.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, the one thing that I can tell you, there's not enough data for us to say this is what appeals to them. Always build on millennials. Start there. Don't start at boomers and think you're going to transition that to Gen Z, but start with millennial stuff. Again, community and all that. But this is the always on tech generation. They are,
yes.
These are the people who had a phone or an iPad with a video running.
They never turn them off.
When traveling and everything. Yeah, they've grown up. And this is the touchscreen generation where they really don't.
Yeah,
it makes sense if it's a big video wall installation that's just super cool. They'll still probably try to touch it.
They'll still see little 10-year-old fingerprints on it.
Yeah, they'll still try to touch it. So, I mean, that's the one thing you got to think about these guys is, again, build on the community, build on the tech, use touchscreen.
It'll be whatever the millennials are doing, more.
Yes.
Right.
Ramp it up.
And then, and God knows they're not being marketed to yet, but just for warning ahead of time, those being born now up to about 6 or 7 years of old years of age, Pew is calling them Generation Alpha.
Ooh.
Which makes it sound like they're about to become our overlords and masters. But
that's fine.
And you know what?
I trust them.
They might. They'll be the ones that integrate technology into their bodies.
Right.
That'll be them.
But the thing is, you may already be hitting these people. If you've got a hospital, you know, you've got a waiting room, you need to also put up content for kids, and you know that. The fact is, I will say this about both Gen Z and Alpha, is one of the trends we're seeing is this is a very kind generation. They're really coming up with values that are about kindness, tolerance,
supporting each other. Watch MasterChef Junior.
Exactly.
They are the nice, besides MasterChef Canada, who are also super nice.
No,
MasterChef Junior, those kids, I mean, they kind of make me tear up because they're so supportive.
They are. Because this is this generation. Actually, I believe you just wrote a blog for Vizix that talked about what K-12 students say they want.
Yeah. Jill Parodi mentioned that.
And they talked a lot about they want reinforcing things. They want no bullying. They want, you know, good job. They want, you know, community things, but within the school. They want support and they want kindness. And so that's something to think about. That's one thing we do know is that, and you really need to think about this. It's funny because I almost look like it goes back around if you think about Sesame Street, where we were talking about that.
Right.
That kind of get to know your neighbor and be nice to them. And
environmentalism is, huge. To the younger kids, it is one of the dominant topics. So yeah, that's, you know what, I'm going to just make a note, and that just might be a whole separate blog and podcast series.
There. We need to do the research first before
we need to do the research.
We're going to say something some sociologist is going to call
Generation
us out.
Alpha have 17 toes and 3 heads.
Exactly. So, I mean, the big thing is, in this we've talked about knowing different motivations that cover all groups, external and internal, understand what people care about. And then after you get that down, and just use these as to brainstorm. This is just a brainstorm. Okay. You already know what you're trying to show on screen. So there are two ways you can do this. One is, I already have a bunch of content. Can I make it more appealing to these people, or I need ideas. Even get our guides online. You can download them for free. They've got a bunch of just lists of idea of things you can do and how they apply to that. And then once you've got that big funnel, pare it down into what generations you're trying to appeal to, and make sure you're not, I mean, if you only have a screen in your lobby, well, you're just going to have to mix those up on the playlist. But you know, if you're in a larger organization, understand where, you know, if you can separate out, this is going to be millennials, this is going to be this. For example, people work from home. Millennials work, millennials work from home on Fridays a lot, so don't show those messages on Friday.
So I'd like to thank you, Debbie, for talking to me today.
You're welcome,
thank you. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening.
Hey, want more free stuff? Then head to the resources section of physics.com for free masterclass guides, blogs, videos, and more to help you with your digital signs. Please share, subscribe, and leave a review of this episode, and connect with us on social media.